What is up, boys and girls and everything in between? It's Bear With Us. I'm Matt. She's Leah. We, collectively, again, are severely sleep-deprived, which, as you've all learned if you listened to this before, can lead to a pretty interesting conversation. Leah, how are you, my dear?
That was a long intro. I'm great. I actually feel good. I feel like we got some sleep. It was better than last week. Last week, we had a red eye.
Right. We did have some chance to... Yeah. Recharge our bodies in some capacity, which is why
you kick back, recharge your batteries.
Prison Mike making an early appearance here on Bear With Us. Baby, today's the day.
Today is the day, but I think we hold it off a little bit.
Oh, of course. It's all about anticipation.
We can't just give it away right away.
Right. We're going to make them wait until the very end of the show before we drop this bomb of an announcement, which is awesome and we have been excited about for months now.
Years, actually.
Years, technically, yeah. If we want to get,
we'll get into all those details later.
We will, but the time has arrived. We have an announcement and an important news coming your way. We're going to dive into the mailbag, and we are going to discuss the madness that has been the past several days of our lives.
Yes, these are the days of our lives.
Like sands through the hourglass.
I'm still dying laughing from... So basically what happened was we had work in Indianapolis last night, and then we had a 5.5-hour drive home to good old Pittsburgh.
After Monday Night Raw, which is gets off the air at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
And so, trying to find food after 11 p.m. on a Monday night during COVID, because everything now shuts down extra early. The only options we ever have is like McDonald's or Wendy's, which for Matt, that's great. For me, not so much. I don't mind a cheeseburger or a fry with a Diet Coke every once in a while.
Do you order a large fry or do you order a large order of fries?
A large fry.
That's so weird.
No, that's you're not the only one.
No, it's not. No, 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 because a fry is a singular thing.
But it's a
it's an order of fries. They are French fries, one fry.
You want a large fry?
Is it like one massive?
No, but it's just the unit. Like that's just how it goes, and that's how it's been since the beginning of time.
No, no, that's inaccurate. I think it's a regional thing.
No. With your,
I'm
your
asking.
Corrections.
I'm not correcting you because you're not the only one that says it. I just have always found it to be funny. I've heard it before, which is why I've asked, not from you. It is a relatively common thing. Yeah. I've just always thought it was kind of strange.
I'll do a large fry. Although I usually just order a Happy Meal, so I don't even have to worry about ordering a fry.
But last night,
yes,
we passed by the Golden Arches,
yes,
and made a beeline to a super.
Because we were going to actually go to Wendy's, but then Wendy's was like we couldn't find where Wendy's was, so like.
There was no Wendy's.
Yeah, there was. Well, I think Wendy's was further down. So we ended up stopping at a gas station and got some snacks, called it a day. But my whole point here is that I really wanted to bring up today how we pass our time on our road trips is my favorite thing that we do as a couple. There are a lot of things we do. I mean, we already talked about one a few weeks ago, you know.
Are they talking about sexy beasts?
Oh, no, not that. But I'm saying on our road trips.
Oh, yeah,
what
yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
And this thing, have we talked about Ryan's Roses on the pod yet?
I don't think so.
So we are really into Ryan's Roses. And it's so funny because this thing has been around forever. You know, Ryan Seacrest has his own radio show on Kiss FM. And they have this whole skit they've been doing for years and years and years where basically if you have an inkling your spouse is cheating on you, you call up Ryan. One of the girls on the air asks... calls the partner.
You're explaining this about as well as Patty does.
I know. Calls up the partner and says, hey, we'd like to offer you a free dozen roses. Who would you like to send them to? And essentially, most of the time, it's a guy. And he sends them to his mistress and not his wife. And then the wife is listening on the other line. And it's like, it gets good. And I think a lot of it may be a work. A lot of it is kind of like, you know, put on. But we get very invested into it. Have you guys listened to Ryan's Roses? It's the best. Just go on YouTube.
Well, I mean, you basically just described in extreme depth every episode.
No, because some of these, like the twists and turns they take, it's like, whoa, I was not expecting this.
It's really ridiculous, and it actually reduces my faith in men as a whole because just about every single time they get caught red-handed, and guys are oftentimes horrible liars.
No, she's just a friend. Just a friend, where you were writing on the card, love you, baby, XOXO, just a friend, my arse. I'm trying not to swear as much, you guys. It's hard. But that's what one thing we do on our drives. Another thing that we do on our drives. Matt's looking at me like he wants to kill me. He's looking at me. He's making the same face he makes.
To find out where you're going.
Okay, well, he's making the same face. If you're watching on YouTube, this is the face he makes when I try to bring up playing this game in the car for our road trips. Anyone who's been in the car for longer than, say, 30 minutes as a kid, played the game, I'm going on a picnic.
I had never in my life heard of this game, I'm going on a picnic, until you brought it into my life several months ago.
You never heard of it?
Never once.
What rock are you living under?
And you guys know it. Where we order multiple fries.
You guys know the game. I'm going on a picnic and I'm bringing apples. And the next person says, I'm going on a picnic and I'm bringing apples and bologna. The next person says, I'm going on a picnic and I'm bringing apples, bologna, and cream cheese. And you just go down and you have to go all the way to Z. And
it's like a memory game.
Yeah, exactly. It's fun.
And you have to run through the entire alphabet.
Yeah, and a lot of times I just like to do and say the most ridiculous answers just to piss Matt off. Like yesterday we started and I said an aardvark. And he's like, oh, he's like, I don't even want to play this. This is so stupid. He gets so annoyed when I say dumb shit. And it's a lot of fun for me. Would you say it's a lot of fun for you?
No, it's terrible. I hate it. I made it through, what, the letter H last night before I just gave up.
He's like, come on, I don't want to do this anymore. One time it was so bad because these road trips are so long, 5-6 hours sometimes, and I get so delirious and he won't play with me, so I just play by myself the whole time. And he just sits there and rolls his eyes and I'm just like entertaining myself. But it's also low-key entertaining for you, even though you act like it's not.
No.
You laugh.
In hindsight, I laugh at the absurdity of many of your answers. And I think you break a cardinal rule with the game where you have to... The point is to start it with a certain letter.
Yes.
You have to use that letter. Right. You can't use that letter as like a
sometimes
qualifier.
Sometimes I use an adjective.
Like if the letter is Y and you go a yellow bikini.
Yes.
Like,
no, no, sometimes I use adjectives. Yeah, I will admit.
And it's not. I think you're wrong. I think
only
that's
to make
incorrect.
You laugh.
Well.
One time I went through the whole alphabet just with letters ending in UNCH. Like I did brunch, crunch, dunch.
Baby, this is a perfect example of something that's very funny to us at 3 o'clock in the morning at 85 miles per hour down the highway, but maybe doesn't make for the most entertaining.
I know. Well,
story
I just
want to
know if anyone out there has played this game before, because Matt has been living under a rock. That's basically what I'm getting at.
I've been very productive under my rock.
You have.
Yeah.
Love that for you, Mr. Productivity. Is what they call you.
I'm really curious where you're just kind of smiling and in autopilot right now.
Well, yeah, because I'm delirious.
I had a whole thought. I was like, we're going to talk about this, and then we're going to pivot to this, and then we'll get to where we need to be. And you just went, and then sometimes we sit in the car, and I play this game, and then Matt hates it, and then Matt lives under a rock, and there's only one fry, and blah, 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 blah.
You
blah,
know
blah.
What, babe? That's what I do sometimes. I apologize. I took you off your track of where you were going.
I was following you.
And I just really wanted to tell the story of what we do on our car drives because I think it's funny.
Everyone listening was just like, I don't ever want to go on a road trip with those two.
Definitely.
That
not.
Sounds like the lamest thing in the history of the world.
Yeah, I agree.
And to be fair, it is pretty lame.
It is, but you got to do what you got to do.
It kept us alive. It got us home. I am home for a whopping one day before hitting the road again. And as we talked about last week, it was Valentine's Day. Hopefully all of you listening had wildly successful, super romantic, rewarding Valentine's days with your significant others. We're celebrating tonight.
We are, and I'm so excited.
Because we were on the road on Valentine's Day proper, so we are observing the day after before I leave the country for several days.
You're going to Saudi.
Yeah, that's
the
a different
last
country.
Time, I know. The last time you were in Saudi is when we got engaged.
That's right.
That's crazy.
I went to Saudi Arabia and landed in Boston and found myself a wife. Yeah. And now I am flying to Saudi Arabia and I have to really double down on Valentine's Day so that I still have a wife when I come back.
Babe, I'm so excited. What are we doing tonight?
I can't tell you.
Can
hopefully,
you give me a hint?
No, I'm not giving you any hints because you are the worst at receiving gifts because you guess things. You are impeccable at guessing.
I know.
It's scary how accurate you are and your ability to guess anything while it's wrapped and under the tree from afar. You can be like, that is a blue coffee pot with like green trim. It's freaky, but it also makes it next to impossible to surprise you. And here's one that I am certain you never in a million years would guess.
Have I guessed it yet?
No.
And you're just saying no.
You haven't even been close. You won't get in the ballpark because I think it's really unique. Like this is not a grandiose, look how impressive I am sort of, it's very unique. I think it's going to be pretty romantic and awesome.
So it is romantic.
Agree. Yeah, it's Valentine's Day.
Well, I didn't know if it was something romantic or you're just taking me to go look at.
We're going to go to an arcade and play pinball.
Well, maybe. That's what you love, pinball.
I do love pinball.
I just want one hint.
No, you're not getting any hints because you will find out in a matter of hours. Once we finish this here podcast, make the gigantic life-altering announcement and get out of here, you will receive your Valentine's Day experience.
Love that for me.
And with any luck, you, the Bear With Us listeners, will find out exactly what that entails via our social media. So stay
tuned. Oh, are we
going
to put it out there, what we're doing?
I have a feeling you're going to enjoy what it is and you're going to want to share it with people.
It's Instagrammable.
I think it's uber Instagrammable.
So then you'd have a cute outfit.
Maybe.
I don't know what to wear.
That's up to you.
The struggle is real.
Whatever it is, it's going to end up on the floor.
Versace on the floor. The fact that your son said that was his favorite song the other day, I was dying. Yeah. That was so funny.
Me 2.0.
Yes.
Do you want to give him the news yet?
The news?
Or do you want to wait a little while? You want to go into the mailbag first? Let's throw him a curveball this week. As you can tell, we've planned very, very meticulously.
I thought there was something that you wanted to talk about that you were like, oh, we have to bring this up on the podcast.
We say about 80% of what you hear on this podcast, the genesis of which is Leah and I laying in bed, generally after a few beverages in a slightly altered state of mind and laughing and getting lost in these deep, ridiculous conversations, which I have taken to starting to take actual notes in my phone. I have a folder that is notes of things we can potentially talk about. You know, we have YouTube now. You can spoil the story if people are watching.
Oh, right. Well, they weren't watching.
Hi, welcome to Bear With Us. I'm Matt.
I'm Leah.
Oh, cool. Anyway, I've taken to jotting down these notes in hopes of remembering and recalling these ridiculous, deep conversations we have that are absolutely meaningless right in the grand scheme. But the problem I have is I take these notes while also in an altered state of mind. So the notes only make sense to me in the moment.
Right.
So I went back before we recorded and I was like scrolling through and they're just phrases. They're not complete sentences. Sometimes they're just a word and some of it's misspelled just because I'm usually half asleep or in bed and I'm like, okay. So I looked through the list and there was about 1% that I could recollect. And that is because it went down and it's still fresh in my memory. The fact that Leah, Sunday night, while we were in bed after a 5-hour drive to Indianapolis, as we laid in bed and watched Friends on the television, Leah took it upon herself to create her own catchphrase. Because as we all know, people need catchphrases in life.
Right.
And I'm not talking about Carmella that you see on television.
Right.
I'm talking about Leah's catchphrase.
Right. This is me.
And I don't know where this came from. I have no earthly concept of why you were in the headspace that you were in. But anybody listening, I want you to envision this. I'm going to paint you a picture. We're in a nice Hyatt hotel, nice white sheets. I'm laying on the bed. Leah is up and about wandering somewhere in the vicinity of the television. When all of a sudden, I am assailed by finger guns. Finger guns from my better half while shouting. What were you shouting? I can't do this any justice because it's so bizarre.
It is funnier than me.
When I'm laying in bed and I'm trying to find out what Ross and Chandler and the gang are up to, Leah looks down at me with a pair of finger guns. Doc Holliday, I got two guns, one for each of you. And proceeds to hit me with, chitty chitty bang bang, bitch. Now, that's all the context you need because that's all the context there was. Nobody on television said Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. There weren't guns on TV. We weren't watching a Western. There was no John Wick moment. There was Leah standing in front of the television in her sweatpants with finger guns.
I was threatening your life, basically.
But it was extremely aggressive, like borderline gangster, like Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, bitch. With all of the anger and aggression and vitriol she could muster.
And the look on your face was like pure confusion.
Yeah.
A little fright.
I had no idea what was happening.
Me neither. I don't know. I don't even know where it came from. But I just ran with it.
But in typical Leah fashion, to your credit, after I about fell off the bed laughing, while also as confused as I have ever been in my life, you really leaned into it.
Yes, I did.
It did. It wasn't one and done.
No.
It wasn't like you dropped Chitty Chitty Bang Bang Bitch and then moved on.
Yeah, I like to beat a dead horse.
Oh my God, you beat it, you dug it up, you beat it again, reburied it, and then shot your finger guns into the ground.
Yes.
The horse ain't getting no deader.
Yes.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang Bitch.
Bitch. Chitty Chitty Bang Bang Bitch.
Was it because of the Super Bowl? Was it because you were feeling yourself after Dr. Dre and
No, it was
Eminem?
Actually, I'm not even going to lie. It was because for some reason, I don't know if anyone listening has heard this this book or read this, heard this book. But it was a book on tape, too, because when I was in kindergarten.
In 2022, that actually makes sense. It's okay. I won't tease you too hard.
It was called Chicka Chicka Boom Boom, and it was about the alphabet. And it was like, I forget how it goes. I can't even remember now. It was like, A told B, I'll meet you at C. Meet me at the back of the alphabet tree. It was like this whole thing, and it went into chicka chicka boom boom, will there be enough room? And it was like, are all the letters going to fit in the tree? I don't know. And for some reason, this was stuck in my head. There was a commercial. There was something that came on about the alphabet, and I started saying it to myself. And then instead of saying chicka chicka boom boom, I was like, chitty chitty bang bang, bitch. I need to make it a little more adult, you know, because it was
you definitely took it to the rated R neighborhood. But the thing was, as you did it, I immediately knew we had to discuss this occurrence on the podcast.
And you're gonna make fun of me now even more about this whole situation.
Well, no, because I had fully intended on bringing it up and mocking and all of us having a good laugh together, but you stayed with it so long, you actually turned me. You actually inspired me because of the absurdity of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang Bitch to fire back.
Right.
And since I was able to gracefully explain Chitty Chitty Bang Bang Bitch.
Yeah, so basically I felt like, you know what? I want to have a catchphrase. I need something that people will know that this is me, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. But this is something that I'm going to say. I'm going to say it all the time. It's going to be my new thing.
If you were to really sum yourself up in a phrase, Leah, the human being, of all aspects, you went, what phrase describes me, Leah the person, better than anything?
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, bitch. That's me. Like, there's no better phrase for me. Look at me. Gangsta. That's how I envision I look when I say it. I'm like,
that's how you envision you look. When in reality, it is a sight to behold.
You're embarrassing me. But anyway, then Matt decides, this is my favorite thing, because Matt acts like he's so, you know, worked at a record store, whatever. He's so punk rock and all of this.
What does my choice of music have to do with anything?
It's you act like you're so but then when it's just you and I, and when you really lean into your silliness, you're so silly, and it makes me love you even more. And when you actually do that and you lean, because obviously this whole thing is absurd, it's ridiculous, I was trying to make you laugh, I was delirious, I was entertaining myself, whatever, and then you were like, oh yeah, well, I got a catchphrase too. And I'm like, yes, I was so excited. What is this going to be? And he looks at me. He has an invisible shank in his hand. And he goes, game over, bitch. Boom.
Invisible shank. That was really what sold it. That's what put it over. It wasn't finger guns. It was invisible shank.
Yeah.
Which, as we laughed ourselves into tears,
oh my God,
in
I almost
bed,
fell over.
Like stomach aching laughter, because it was.
Is this another thing that's not funny to other people?
It's definitely not funny to anybody else.
It's just funny to us.
It is hilarious to us.
We were laughing in the moment.
We were having a great time, and I, at that point, said, we really need to bring this up on the podcast. And it was at that point where Leah all of a sudden regained complete sobriety. And with a look of concern on her face that I haven't seen in quite some time, she asked, but are people going to be offended by the guns? And I said, babe, this isn't like a Second Amendment argument. You're doing finger guns.
This is what the world has turned into for me. I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't want to do the wrong thing.
I said, you're not sitting.
And now I'm going to get in trouble for like joking around with my husband saying chitty bang bang, bitch.
You're not sitting down at the podcast table here with an AR-15 in your hand. You're doing finger guns.
I know.
And it took some serious convincing before Leah finally agreed that.
Well, and then I just tried to convince you that I was joking. I was like, oh, I'm just trying to joke with you. Like I wasn't actually concerned, but I was a little concerned.
Is that what you do? Is that your trick that when you feel like you're kind of running out of steam on your side of the argument, you just go, I'm just messing with you.
Yes, that's definitely that's what I do all the time with you.
I know.
And then I just decide, like, does he agree with me? Does he know I'm whatever. I don't even care either way. Let's just move on. I'm over it. And then we did.
We moved past it.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang, bitch. That's me. I'm hard.
You're like Will Ferrell in Get Hard right now.
Oh, my God. Okay, what do you think?
You mad dogging me?
Do you think
you mad dogging me right now?
The old mailbag, or do we tell the announcement?
No, let's jump into the mailbag. We'll do the announcement right after the mailbag. Let's help the people first.
We've been getting such good questions.
Awesome questions. Some great updates. Thank you to everybody who sends those in. It's gotten to the point where we can't read all of them, but it's honestly the most rewarding part of doing this podcast. As much fun as Leah and I have just being absurd and making ourselves laugh and entertaining ourselves, the fact that in any capacity we're actually helping people with reasonable advice, that's crazy to me.
Right.
Because we are completely unqualified. We joke about it all the time, but all we can do is share with you what has worked for us.
And I was saying to you when you sent me, because you screenshot them, because you're the one that has the mailbag on your phone, you send them to me. I'm like, this is so wild that people are seeking out our advice. They're like, hey, I'm having this issue. You know what? Let me just email Matt and Leah. Like, they'll help me. That's so cool.
It is really cool. It's also getting to the point where it's like, okay, we don't have advice on which type of mouthwash to use. Or if you're thinking about buying a new car and you're weighing your options. Legit, I got an email in the mailbag about like, hey, I'm looking to buy a new car. Just wondering what you think is best for me.
Oh,
dude, I don't know you. I don't. Do you have 11 kids? Maybe you should consider a church bus. Yeah. I don't know what the deal is. So try to maybe keep it relevant to things we're discussing.
Sure, but you know what? No question is stupid. If you want us to weigh in on your car, great. We'll help you out. I don't mind.
All right, fine. Then resend the question. I deleted it. Leah will answer. I didn't mean it as an insult. I just didn't know. I don't know anything about cars.
The reason why I like, okay, well, let me, oh my God, I'm getting ahead of myself here. I got to sing the song.
You are all over the place today. Come on, let's.
Well, to be fair, we got home at 5 a.m, slept a few hours, went and trained, and then rushed here in time. Here's the mail, it never fails, it makes me want to wag my tail. When it comes, I want to wail.
Mail! See, I gotta get on that.
This is how we love the evolution of Matt here. The evolution of you rolling your eyes, getting mad at me for singing, and now you're partaking in the singing. You guys,
you know what
can
they
you
say?
See this evolution before our eyes?
If you can't beat them, join them.
I love that for us. Question number one, honey. So the reason why I like this question is because it kind of ties into the discussion we had 2 weeks ago about the pets a little bit, but this is, maybe it's nothing at all like our discussion, but here we are. Matt hates me. Okay. Hey, Matt and Leah, congratulations on the engagement and upcoming wedding. I want to preface my question by saying my boyfriend and I both have pets. He has a dog and I have two dogs and live about an hour away from each other. We only started dating a few months ago, see each other once a week and every other weekend, but we've talked for months prior to that. On the weekends, he's off from work. We always end up staying at his house, and I always have to come back to my house periodically to check on my girls before heading back up to his house. He won't stay at my house because he says he can't sleep without his dog. Loser. Just kidding. Which I totally get having two myself, but I think that it's a little unfair. I've tried bringing it up to him, but he still gives me the same answer. Any advice on what else I can do or say?
I think you need to have this conversation with him.
Yeah.
And this doesn't
sound...
Well,
she said she did.
Yeah, but I think maybe it's worth revisiting if it's still an issue. And if it weren't an hour away,
right,
I would say, you know what, just suck it up and deal with it. But an hour sucks to drive, especially when it's something as, I don't want to say tedious, but something as simple as just seeing your significant other.
Right.
An hour is an eternity when you're trying to do it once a week or every other weekend.
Every other weekend.
And congratulations on both you guys putting forth the effort that you're doing that. I don't have an answer as far as, like, here's what you need to do. I would just say continue to have this conversation with him because you both have valid points. Maybe he truly just needs to be in his bed. If given the option between staying in our bed or any other bed on the planet Earth, if it is
our bed,
at all conceivable, I'm staying in our bed.
Yes.
Whether you're in it, you're on the road, or but you feel the same way.
Yeah.
It's like,
it's
okay,
your bed.
Last night we talked about stopping 2 hours out and get in a hotel, and it was like, or I could just power through and wake up in my own bed. There's definitely something to be said for that. But also, maybe you have to trade it off once in a while. If he only has one dog and you have two, get the dude a travel kennel or a, what the hell do you put
That's
a dog in
to
transport?
Just
I don't
bring
know.
The dog. If Why can't you just alternate? So if you see each other every other weekend, one weekend you go to his house and maybe you board your dogs or have a friend come walk your dogs on the weekends or have a dog walker come over. That way you're not paying for that every single weekend or every time, you know, it would only be once a month because then the other weekend, the month when you see him, have him bring his dog over. Why can't he bring his dog?
Yeah.
If he can't sleep without, to me, that's a little weird. You can't sleep without your dog. That's a little bit of a red flag.
It's weird that he can't sleep without the dog, but it's not weird to fly across the country to see your ex-boyfriend and the cat.
No, that's, I told you that was weird. I just said, I understand if it's your pet, you want to see it. But to me, if this is a grown man, he can't sleep without his dog. Like, you got to grow up at some point, bro. But if it's that necessary for you, bring the dog to your house, and that way you don't have to worry about, like, that doesn't seem like a fair trade that every time you hang out you have to go to his house. That's weird, unless there's something like, you know, you're living with your mom or something and he doesn't want to be coming there, which that I understand. I don't know if we know all of the details here, but you should, there has to be a compromise. It's relationships are give and take. It can't just be, oh well, this is what we have to do because he can't sleep without his dog.
Or maybe you're secretly a hoarder and he just doesn't want to come into the house.
But
that's where
I
my
guess
head goes.
Just have a conversation, talk to him about it. There has to, you have to come to some conclusion if you want to make this relationship
work.
Yeah,
relationships are all about compromise. Yeah. And if you guys are really hung up on something as, I hate to say insignificant, but as small as pets and where you guys stay, you need to focus on that, work on that, hammer it out. But usually conversation works for an instance like this.
Yeah, just.
Just be honest with him. Say, hey, dude, I'm driving way too much and it's kicking my ass. I'd really appreciate it if you meet me halfway.
Yeah.
And if he doesn't see your issue, then
maybe
it's time to take your two dogs and find somebody who can sleep alone.
Right. Question number two, honey. Hey, Matt and Liam, how do you guys divide up the house chores? My fiance and I both work and are in college, but I feel like I'm constantly having to do everything once I get home and never have time to actually rest. I like being able to do things at home, but sometimes I just don't have the energy and my fiance will ask when something will get done. It can be very frustrating. Ew, I don't like that he's asking you when it's going to get done. Like,
yeah.
It's your responsibility.
Is this a callback to the How to Train Your Boyfriend? Is this is that the episode that we
yes.
discussed this
yes.
and the importance of splitting and assisting one another, and everybody's different and sometimes it's 60-40, sometimes it's 50-50.
Sometimes it's 80-20 or 100-0. Like, there's... It changes all the time.
Much like the last conversation or the last question, this should be able to be solved with a conversation. You may have to have it multiple times and stay on him, but do not nag because nothing will shut a guy down like feeling like he's being nagged at for whatever it is. You need to make more money. You need to clean the house more. But raise it in a non-threatening manner. Sit down and say, hey, babe, listen, it would really help me if you would do X, Y, or Z. But to Leah's point, the fact that he's asking you why things aren't done, but
or
he's not giving you an assistance or
if
any
you want
assistance,
it done, go do it. Like, you don't have to, that's not your responsibility, especially since they both are working and they're both in college.
Right.
It'd be different if you're in college and he's working or vice versa, or if you're not working and he's working, then okay, you have to pick up a little bit of a slack, right? I think if you're not working, you're just sitting at home all day. Well, then yeah, that would not like be a bad thing if he's asking you when something's going to get done. If he's providing for you and you're just sitting on your ass all day, there needs to be some sort of
balance.
Balance. That's the word I'm looking for.
And honestly, this may sound ridiculous, but might I suggest whatever it is that you do for him that he is asking you about, because essentially he's nagging you.
Yeah.
Saying, oh, why aren't my socks washed? Why isn't the toilet clean?
Wash your own socks.
Stop doing it.
Yeah.
Honestly, stop doing it. I mean, if you're anything like Leah or I, after long enough, your skin starts crawling and you're going to do it anyway.
Yeah.
But at least in the immediate future, whatever that task is that he's on you about, that he is not helping. It's different if he's trying and just gets stuck at work late and can't empty the dishwasher. It happens. There's exceptions to everything. But stop doing it. And because chances are, if he is a reasonable dude, he will go, oh, man, I guess I can do this.
Right. Instead it's not the end of the world.
You know, if you're a single guy and you don't have somebody to cook you dinner and you can't cook, guess what? You adapt and you evolve and you learn takeout and Uber Eats. And he'll figure it out. Just have the conversation first in a non-threatening way. And if that doesn't get anywhere, stop helping him out. Make him pull his own weight. And if it disgusts you to the point where you're like, I can't do this anymore, then maybe that's what you need, because it's not going to change. You know what I mean? That's a good way to test where your partner stands or your roommate or whoever you may be cohabitating with. If you stop overcompensating for them and leave it up to them to handle their own business, they're not going to change.
Yeah, because you're not his mother. Like, you're not, it's not your responsibility to make sure he has everything he needs. And he's a grown man. He's in college and he's working. You're in college, you're working. You're both responsible for different things. Like, you don't have to be the one making sure he has food to eat and this and that. And I understand, because I'm that way. I like to make sure you have food. I like to make sure, you know, like, I like that old school gender role, but at the same time, I'm also busting my ass working. I'm also doing a million different things. So it's not my responsibility to make sure you have all of these things because you're asking for them. It's because I want to do
it. But you've never let that become an expectation.
No.
And I would say that it is on you or whoever is doing the heavy lifting, whether it's the, you know, whichever partner. It doesn't matter if it's the male or the female or whatever. It's if you allow your partner to expect things.
Right.
Then it's on you to just take it away from them.
I think what works for us is we've communicated pretty well. I think when I'm so done with doing the dishes and I cannot stand emptying the dishwasher. So if I'm like, hey, Matt hasn't done this in a minute, whatever, I just leave it. And I leave the dishes in the dishwasher to the point where he's probably like, I see the dishes in the sink starting to pile up. And I know you don't like that either. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, well, I'm just going to leave it. And Matt will get annoyed by it, and he will then empty the dishwasher. And it's my way of saying, like, hey, babe, empty the damn dishwasher.
And
we're finally at that point, whereas in the beginning, I would be like, oh, slamming the cabinets, emptying the damn dishwasher. And he's like, are you okay? I'm like, well, you know, I did the dishes yesterday. And you're like, oh, like, I didn't know, you know? And it's taken some fights. It's taken a little animosity to get to this point, but we have a pretty good system now.
And to the person who composed the email, you might be surprised how little he even realizes it's bothering you.
Right.
Until you put it to the forefront and have a discussion, he may go, oh my God, I didn't even realize. Like, I'm sorry. You're right. I have been taking you for granted. And no one wants to be that guy that's like, oh my God, I take my girl for granted. That's horrible. That's as a man, like, there's a point in pride, and it's supposed to be the opposite way. You know what I mean?
And if he meets you with any sort of hesitation or he's making excuses for why he can't help out, then
kick
I think you really have to evaluate your relationship. Chitty chitty bang bang, bitch.
There it is.
What do you think?
I think
it's time.
Is it time?
It's time.
Before
it's time,
we get
time.
There, I would like to remind you to continue doing what you have been doing so very well, filling the mailbag with your comments, questions, suggestions, bearwithuspod@gmail.com. Make sure you're following us on all of your social media platforms. Subscribe, tell a friend, because the announcement we are about to make is in no small part thanks to you.
You guys helped us so much to get to this point.
We could not have done it without you, quite literally. It was because of this podcast, bear with us, because of our stupid Instagram lives that evolved into this podcast. We are now proud to share with you the next step in the evolution of the Bear With Us universe, the Leah and Matt show. Our world is getting bigger. Babe, would you do us the honors?
Oh, sure. How do I even say it? So basically, we have a reality show coming out. Jazz Hands.
Wait. This has just become the most anticlimactic announcement in the history of announcements. We're having a reality show. Jazz Hands.
We have a reality show. It's through WWE. We're doing this, and it's going to be Corey and Carmella.
It is in conjunction with WWE. Full story, full disclosure, as we like to do here on the show. This has been a project that has been in the works since the infancy of this podcast. It happened right away. We got contacted by our good friends now at a company called Glass Entertainment.
They contacted my publicist. They saw our podcast on, I don't even know where they saw it. They saw a video that we had posted on our Instagram or something. They contacted my publicist. My publicist contacted me. I was like, whoa, what? And they didn't even realize that we were in WWE. They had no idea, they say. I don't know if that's true. And then the rest is really history. We brought it into WWE. Hey, like, we have this opportunity. What do you guys think? And then, of course, with time, you know, it just takes time to figure out how we're going to go about it and how they're going to be involved and, you know, a lot of negotiation and all of that.
Business
stuff.
How the donuts are made.
Yes.
But we want it to be as authentic as possible. Yes. It is not, I don't think they call them reality shows anymore. It's unscripted entertainment.
And it's basically, we shot a pilot episode.
Yes.
And they took the pilot, chopped it up into 10 5-minute episodes.
4 minutes, I believe.
4-minute episodes.
This is, you don't need to get lost in the weeds.
Sure,
with all
the details. But I'm just letting everybody know. It's not like this thing that we're going to see on a network or anything right now. Right now, it's on WWE's YouTube.
You have made the most exciting announcement we've ever made seem like such a small deal.
It's not a small deal, but I just feel like, you know, I don't want to be like, ah, this is a grandiose thing. You know, you got to kind of like let it.
I have never disagreed with you worse.
Really?
Never. I'm actually a little offended right now at how nonchalant you have been about this thing that we've been working on for 2 years.
I know.
And it's finally come to fruition.
I always
do. It's going to be on the WWE official YouTube page, which has 65 million subscribers right now.
That's huge.
It's going to drop February 28th. It's a Monday. I believe the entire series will be dropped. That's all subject to change. Don't quote us. That's why I didn't want to get into details of how many, that, the other thing. The fact is, it is happening. It's coming out the 28th. If you've been wondering why all of a sudden our Instagrams have simultaneously become thirst traps, it's to create a little buzz, to create a little curiosity.
Yes.
And unfortunately, for those of you listening who have been waiting for the announcement that we were starting an OnlyFans, that's not happening yet. This is going to be a little bigger, a little more palatable,
yes.
But we're really excited. WWE has been unbelievable about helping us maintain our authenticity as much as we can. It's called Corey and Carmella, but for those of you that listen to this, you're going to recognize a lot more Matt and Leah than what you see on Raw or SmackDown or anything WWE. But it's awesome to have the machine working with us to help us achieve this goal. Considering, again, this all began during the pandemic on Instagram Live because Leah and I were bored.
And the coolest part is that the podcast is thread throughout the series, which is so cool because this is why we're even in this position. It's because of you guys. And we really wanted to be authentic to ourselves and to who we are and to really, you know, give a nice in-depth look into our real lives. And we have this podcast to kind of, like, think Sex and the City, right? Where she's, like, writing in her little MacBook all the time. And that's how the podcast is spread throughout the show, which is really freaking cool.
It's the skeleton of the show. Yes. It's the backbone of the show. Here in the studio, in Studio Me in Pittsburgh, you will recognize it. If you're watching us on YouTube right now, you're going to see this same shot, these same faces peppered throughout the show. It's wild. I can't give you too many details. I want to let you guys just all enjoy it for yourselves. Hopefully you do. Again, it's still in its infancy. There's a lot of room for growth. It's launching on WWE's YouTube page. Who knows what happens there? Our guess, our hope, our wish, our prayers, and you guys can help with this. Make this damn thing go viral. Make it everywhere. Put it everywhere. And unlike a lot of stuff you're seeing on WWE, and we go out of our way to not talk about WWE on this podcast because we like to keep our personal lives and professional lives separate. This was a necessary evil, so to speak, because Glass came to us with this offer, this idea. WWE is our life. It's why we have the caliber of life that we have. It's part of the reason we're so chock full of stories and ridiculous road trip games.
Right.
Because it is a huge part of our life. But WWE has been unbelievable about letting us push the envelope a little bit.
Yes.
Maybe some stuff you wouldn't see on a network on television. And maybe I know there are a handful of you who are wrestling fans that listen to this. And I know we don't talk about wrestling on here, but it might be your dose of a little Attitude Era sort of stuff. Ooh. If that means anything to you. We're gonna sex it up a little bit.
Okay, now I'm excited. I just sometimes
I'm super
always
disheartened.
Excited, babe. I'm always excited, but sometimes I'm like, oh, what if they don't like it? And I'm just kind of like, oh, I don't want
to. They're listening to our podcast.
I know.
They hopefully have subscribed to our podcast. Yes. Hopefully, they are sending us emails.
Yes.
This is their doing.
I know. It's
otherwise, we would have given
up
on this. We sure as hell haven't made any money doing this, so we're not doing it for our health.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I'm excited now. You guys, we have a reality show because of you.
So it all drops again February 28th. If you haven't already subscribed to WWE's YouTube channel, do that now.
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Trust me, all of the information that you will need, you will get via the Bear With Us social medias. But, of course, it's not bad having one of the biggest entertainment companies on the planet Earth behind us, which is crazy to think
so
about.
So crazy how the evolution of all of this happened.
Yeah.
Truly. A crazy idea on a whim to do an Instagram Live, which turned into a podcast, which is now a reality show. But here we are, still us being our... Well, me being my dumb self, you being your grumpy self. And here we are. Although you'll see us in a little bit of a different light. I think you'll see Matt in a much...
Naked.
Well, yes, there's a lot of nudity, for sure.
It's like Cinemax after dark.
Skinemax.
It's like Emmanuel in space.
I don't know what that is. Is that
you
like...
You watch enough Skinemax then.
Is that like...
Emmanuel?
Supernova Girl?
What the hell is Supernova Girl?
Zetus Lapidus.
What?
You don't know Supernova Girl?
What the hell is Supernova Girl?
That's the name
Girl?
Of it, I think. I need to Google it. You've never seen that? It's a Disney movie.
I've never even heard of it.
Supernova Girl.
I'm talking about Cinemax After Dark, and you're talking about a Disney character.
Supernova. Maybe that's not the name of it. Disney. Supernova.
Okay.
I just need to know. Okay. Oh, it's Xenon. That's what it is. Xenon. And then he sings Supernova Girl.
Still have no idea what the hell you're talking about. Would much
chitty,
rather
chitty,
watch.
Chitty, chitty, bang, bang, bitch. What would you much rather watch?
I would much rather watch Cinemax After Dark.
Babe.
But above all else.
So lame.
Supernova Girl is less lame than...
It's actually Xenon.
I don't even know what that means. I'm exhausted.
I bet some of our listeners have seen it.
No one knows.
I know. We're going to be done this and Matt is going to yell at me because I just...
I might just cancel Valentine's Day plans.
Off of
this
the rails
is,
all day.
Really, really.
You guys pray for me.
we came out hot. I was ready to drop this bomb on the people. And now I'm ready for a nap.
Oh, I'm ready for a nap. I'm actually ready for a martini. I need like an espresso martini. Doesn't that sound so good?
They don't have that where we're going.
They don't?
No.
We just had a stare off. Chitty, chitty, bang, bang, bitch.
I don't know if we'll be back next week because on the usual recording day because I will be out of...
But you'll
I guess
be
we
back.
Can.
No,
I'll
you'll
be back.
Back by Tuesday.
All right, well,
yeah,
never mind.
We'll be here
Disregard.
Next week, you guys. We cannot leave you. The Bear With Us faithful.
So once again, make sure you're following us everywhere. Make sure you're emailing us, bearwithuspod@gmail.com. And get ready, Corey and Carmella, WWE's YouTube, February 28th. Do not miss it.
Ooh, ooh.
It's going to be awesome.
Ooh, ooh.
We hope you love it as much as
ooh,
we
ooh.
Think you will.
Ooh, ooh.
I need to go. I need to go out of this room right now because I just can't handle it anymore. I'm going to run screaming into the snowbank. Goodbye forever.
Bear with us.